Well, we're going to talk today a little bit about addiction and the holidays. Angela Smith joins us this morning. She's the Public Contact Organization Officer for the Narcanon Arrowhead Agency. Angie, good morning.
Good morning.
How are your holidays going so far?
Oh, they're going great. They're going great.
Well, you have some young ones at home, so the holidays are even more special.
Oh, yeah, special, loud, and messy, but that's okay. It's the holidays.
Everybody who had children understands exactly what you mean by that. Well, the holidays can be tough when you have some challenges around, but some of those challenges are pretty big ones, too. You know, when you're struggling with addiction, the holidays can be a particularly difficult time.
Yes, it can be. I mean, the holidays are known for family gatherings and cheer, of course, and not a lot of people want to be alone for the holidays. And it can be tough for those that are suffering with addiction because they're not actually there. They don't want to confront the family, or they burnt some bridges. And, of course, the family themselves, they suffer as well, too, because, you know, it's not heartwarming seeing an empty seat out there. And also, if the family member did come home, you know, this is also when the family first notices something is wrong.
Yeah, and families are what they are. You know, we're not all the Cleaver family from Leave It to Beaver, you know, and not everybody sits around at the table dressed up nice and gets along great and is obedient and all that kind of stuff. You know, families come in all different shapes and sizes these days, and it can be difficult in any situation for folks to have to, you know, spend an extended amount of time with family that maybe they're not used to being around anymore. But, boy, when you have something like that that you're hiding, it can really become difficult.
Yes, it can. It can.
Is that kind of the biggest problem this time of the year? Are people who are suffering maybe from addiction, are they trying to hide it from family and friends?
A lot of times, yes. I mean, they're not going to tell their family just up front that they're using drugs like coke or meth or anything like that. I mean, there's other things like prescription medication. If they're prescribed, they think it's okay. And however, I mean, you can still misuse prescription medication as well.
So are there certain symptoms that maybe we should be looking for if family members get together now and maybe suspect that something might be wrong?
Well, every addiction is different. For addictions to stimulants like cocaine or meth, I mean, these are called uppers, you'll notice that the person is talking in a high rate of speed, they can't sit still, they're fidgeting. But however, if they're coming down from the cocaine or meth, you'll actually see the complete opposite. You'll see that they're tired and they're sleeping all day and they're just irritated. Now, these symptoms also are symptoms of prescription pain medication as well. So now, like I said, you know, a lot of people, they don't hide prescription medications because it's prescribed. But what you want to do is just start talking to them and check out the label, see if it's prescribed to them, first of all, and ask them what it's used for. Check out the date as well. If there's less than what should be in the bottle, this could be a sign that your loved one is actually taking more than what's prescribed to them.
Well, and those are sometimes, as you say, tougher to really diagnose and know about. And, of course, we're not professionals either. We're just looking for something that might be a little bit different. Why are they acting a little bit different, you know? And if it's pain medication, you know, what exactly do you look for?
Yeah, I mean, there's symptoms of, like, body aches. If they complain, like, oh, their body's hurting, it's like their skin, their muscles are aching, lethargy, lack of energy, vomiting, diarrhea, these are common symptoms to look for. Usually a person who's dependent won't be able to even function in life without a dose. I mean, I've heard this saying many times where they can't even wake up in the morning and get out without a dose.
Is it just as simple as maybe if you keep an eye on someone and notice that, you know, maybe they're taking prescription medication, but they seem to be taking it an awful lot, you know, several times during the day instead of maybe just a little bit here and there? Is that something maybe should folks look for?
Yes, definitely. I mean, question it. Don't be too suspicious, but get as much information you can without actually raising any red flags with them. Even if you do, if you're comfortable enough with them to talk to them about it, go ahead and talk to them. Ask them how long they've been using it for. Pain medication, you shouldn't be taking it for very long unless the doctor literally says that you have to take it for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Well, are there common problems that families maybe should consider if they suspect that maybe a loved one is going through addiction?
Oftentimes, depression sets in. It's actually one of the most common symptoms. If a loved one couldn't make it to the festivities, oftentimes depression can lead to suicide, and no one knows about this. The rates of suicide attempts are actually higher during the holidays. And of course, you know, no one wants to be alone. So when addicts join together for the holidays, drug use and alcohol abuse occurs at a high level, and it actually can worsen the situation.
Well, we all have this vision in our minds that the holidays, getting together with family and friends, it's going to be a happy time. Everybody's going to be in great spirits, so we're all together, maybe exchanging some gifts, seeing people for the first time in a long time. It's all supposed to be happy. So is it difficult if you see something like that? Do you really want to intervene at that time of the year?
Yes, I mean, you definitely do. I mean, I understand the holidays can be stressful and people are shifting their focus to, like, the celebration, the food, the gifts. However, addiction doesn't stop. And anything can happen at any time, and I do urge families to get help immediately. I was working with a family last year, and they had everything ready for their son to go into treatment, except for the airline ticket and actually getting him into the airport. On Christmas Day, I received a phone call saying that he admitted himself into the hospital and took his own life there. The family never saw it coming, and he never showed signs of suicidal tendencies at all.
Boy, now that's an extreme example. It's a scary one, but that's an extreme example. But it doesn't have to quite be that extreme. It's just if you see the problem, you want to attack it right away, whether it's drug addiction or any other problems in our lives.
Yes.
Well, when it comes to those types of situations, can drug addiction actually get worse during the holidays because of the other external stresses that might come along with it?
Oh, yes. I mean, money, everything, just it's a stressful situation because you want to be happy, you want to be with your family, and of course, like, you know, buying gifts, the money does come in, and that causes stress, definitely. But a lot of times what it is that they have to confront their family, and they're upset because something that they did earlier in the year, or they feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this all plays together as depression. Of course, it causes anxiety as well, just being in the presence of that family member.
Yeah, and that's probably a thing that we should remember, too. In some instances, especially in families where maybe they don't have a lot of experience or any experience with dealing with issues like this. You know, the easiest thing in the world is to look at someone who's abusing drugs and alcohol and just think of them as a bad person. But that's not the case. It's a whole different situation. It's treating the addiction, not worrying so much about, you know, dealing with a bad person.
But one thing about addiction is that it actually teaches us bad behaviors. And yes, maybe that person did something wrong, like stealing, and they seem to never stop stealing or never stop running to the drugs. That's one thing about rehabilitation. It's not taking the person off of drugs. It's actually turning that person to become back that person before the drugs came in. So we're rehabilitating them to live the life before the drugs came in. So it's a life learning lesson, basically. Everything that he's learned or she's learned, for example, I ran out of money. I need to go get money by stealing and pawning. Well, now it's going to be, I ran out of money. I need money. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to work hard for it. I'm going to confront my family and repair that relationship so that I don't feel guilty anymore. So it's not just getting off the drugs. It's also working with the person mentally as well.
And it's probably one of those things, too, where you know, someone thinks, oh, gosh, why us? Why our family? You know, like their experience is completely new. Well, it might be new to them, but for an agency like yours where you deal with so many different issues like that, it's probably not necessarily new. It's unique, and it just needs to be dealt with.
Yes. I mean, this addiction, one way or another, affects every single person, be it your spouse, your parents, your children. It's going to affect you. And if it doesn't, I mean, you got to understand that it can affect you anytime, too, because you don't know who's driving down that road next to you in that car next to you. I mean, it could be your neighbor. It could be your teacher. It could be, you know, some kind of official as well. And so if you see something is wrong, educate yourself and be ready. Don't wait for it to happen and then you just get caught out of nowhere not knowing what to do.
Need to make sure that they take action if they see that action is necessary. And if they have concerns or questions at all, what can they do?
They can call their state substance abuse agency, or they can call Narcanon at 1-800-468-6933. We have live specialists that can answer each unique question and concern as well. And, of course, your listeners can also go online at www.solveaddiction.com. That's like you're solving a problem, solveaddiction.com. There are videos on each types of addiction, so the family members who want to learn more about what their loved ones are going through can understand fully what's going on.
And that's really part of it. It's not just taking care of the situation with the person who might be having the issue, but the family members around them. They need support, they need information, and they need help to make proper decisions.
Yes. Because just like the situation earlier, I mean, yes, they might have stolen from you or lied to you or just hurt you. It's not because they wanted to. So the family member has to learn to rehabilitate their way of thinking as well so that they can help this family member pass this hump of guilt.
And what a great way to give someone something special during the holidays and maybe helping them get their life back in the direction that they always thought it might be, too, by ending that cycle of abuse. Very good. Well, Angie, thank you very much. Appreciate your time. And you guys have a great holiday, too. It sounds like the kids are all fired up for it.
Yes, they certainly are.